A while ago, I was having a conversation in another podcast that I was involved in with two other gentlemen, and the topic was, what's more rewarding, the process or the actual end goal? And I actually don't remember what I said. I do remember addressing the fact that nobody really approaches life like that. Like, oh, I'm going to do this because the process of getting to the goal is so rewarding. Or that, oh, I'm going to do this because I don't care about the process, but I really want the end goal. Like, you know, people, no one really approaches life like that. Nobody really navigates their milestones with such a thought. But I was just thinking that if you really think about it, what is really the beauty of life? I mean, I guess this is a different answer for everybody. There is no right or wrong answer because we all are different. That's the most important thing that we have to recognize, that everybody is different in their mindset, their values, their personalities, their approach, their strategy, their desires, their visions for their life. So there's no right or wrong answer for this. But for me, I guess just looking back and the way that I have transformed over the years and learned and grown, I'm thinking that it wasn't necessarily the end goal or the things that I've achieved at the end that made the whole process worthwhile, but the actual process, the journey towards the destination, was what made it so much more monumental for me. The whole process being more worthwhile, if you will. That's time, priceless. You know, the lessons that came as a result of what transpired during that process, and different experiences and different revelations that unraveled throughout that process, is what makes the whole experience, regardless of the destination, regardless of what happened at that destination or whether or not the destination was reached. The fact that the certain lessons were attained, that's what makes the whole life thing fun. And I say fun because, I am being a little cautious using that word, the word fun, because it's definitely thrilling, because you can't really necessarily predict anything going forward. You might be able to predict, like, in a general sense, you might have certain calculations about how things are going to pan out, or you might have certain expectations and anticipations, but at the end of the day, nobody really knows what's really going to happen. I mean, and that's really what makes life very enthralling and compelling, because life throws us a lot of surprises sometimes at the most unexpected times. But the wit of it all is that sometimes things turn out differently than what you expected, and we realize that that's what's actually better for us. So going back to the point that I'm trying to make here is, for me anyway, approaching life and just, because every time that all of us are aiming for something, you know, it's what we're aiming for, and the scale of the size of what we're aiming for is different, that varies, but this outlook that we have towards something that we're going for, that is pretty, you know, that's consistent across everybody, that we're working towards something every day. And my joy out of that process is the process in itself, I guess, rather than the destination. The destination is motivation. Me knowing what it is that I want, what am I aiming for, that is my own motivation, but it is not necessarily guaranteed, you know? It's not necessarily guaranteed, but still, for it to operate as my source of motivation, for me to have an idea that that is something that I'm going for and that is attainable only if I do X, Y, and Z, you know? So me playing this consequential role in this equation where I'm personally involved in. So this whole equation that I'm trying to complete here and the answer already being available, which is my motivation. So it's like, I have to figure out what kind of work or effort do I need to insert in this place of this formula in order to create this answer that's already in place, that I'm already aware of. So the whole joy of it all is me figuring out how to get that number, because there are different variations and there are different methods to come up with a calculation that works to make that number possible. So that is for me what kind of makes this whole thing bearable, and the one thing that is absolutely necessary overall, I think, is for us to have strong faith. I think that is absolutely imperative that we keep this faith, because we might not have the guarantee, because there is no guarantee. But at the same time, we know that attaining the outcome is possible. And that's faith, because we haven't obtained it. We haven't obtained it yet. We haven't achieved it yet. We don't have it yet. We don't have it available yet. But it is already available in our mind. What I'm meant to have is already within me. What's meant for me is already mine. So it's not really separate from me. So it's this idea that has to be deeply planted in our consciousness. The fact that the truth that what I'm aiming for is already a part of me. So it is already within me. It is not separate from me. It is not outside of me. So it is absolutely attainable. And that's the mindset we gotta have. The most important thing is faith. And of course, work. And having the flexibility to try out different formulas to come up with that answer. And yeah, and you sometimes learn different things and you feel different things and you discover different things that you weren't even expecting to. So you end up with more than one possibility of the outcomes that you thought that you wanted. And you sometimes end up with things that you didn't think that you wanted so much, but now you realize you do. And that is the beauty of life. Thanks for listening, guys. As always, authentic vibrations.